The next confusion pattern is a spontaneous change of meaning. If I say to you, go ahead, write into trance now. Notice how I've actually combined two different sentences into one, and I've kind of fudged the corners, the edges of the reality between them by using, again, ambiguous message. Go ahead is a normal statement. Head right into trance is another normal statement. Go ahead right into trance now begins to fudge the barrier between those two statements and makes them into one. And because you have a sudden change of direction, it surprises the guardian of the cage, confuses him, because for a moment he goes, hang on a second, that doesn't fit. But by then you're on a different track altogether, and you've already moved smoothly into hypnotic elements. Now, another way to use this change of meaning, the spontaneous change of meaning, is to introduce a suggestion and then carry on with the old idea as though nothing ever happened. And because you're carrying on through, people don't have time in the mind to jump back and think about it. But because something unusual happened, there's an unconscious aha moment. And then conscious spots, hey, something is going on, and decides to do something about it, or at least to store it. And if more and more of these things are happening, it suddenly goes, there's a pattern here. And it begins to pay attention to the pattern, as well as the overt communication itself. Now, you don't necessarily have to rely on an ambiguity in order to create this change of meaning spontaneously. The way to do this very simply is to take two statements, two sentences, one of which begins with the same word or same phrase as the other one ends with. For example, you can relax now is the time to learn about conversational hypnosis. Notice how in that statement I have the two sentences, you can relax now, and now is the time to learn about conversational hypnosis. Because they both begin with the same word, now, all you do is you collapse a word into one and you run the sentence through as though you forgot that you were changing topic. So go ahead and construct your own ones and begin to just drop them just one at a time into normal conversations. Remember, the secret here is just to drop them casually and see if anyone notices. And just keep running through. Don't litter your entire conversation with these things because they'll get annoying and overbearing. In fact, this is a general point for all kinds of confusional language. Don't suddenly become the most confusing person on earth that no one gets to understand, because that can be very counterproductive. Confusion is a very powerful pattern to use, but know when it's time to use it, and it's more like the spices you put on a meal. Put too much and you've ruined the meal. Put too little and the meal is bland. But with just the right amount, just the right hint of spices, and suddenly the meal becomes a wonderful thing.